Members of the Congressional Black Caucus went to the White House last night to meet with President Bush on the deteriorating situation in Haiti. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the 19 black members of Congress, all of them Democrats, decided they wouldn't wait any longer to speak to the president.
Last night's meeting was the first between the Congressional Black Caucus and President Bush since just after he took office in 2001. He said then that he hoped they would have regular meetings. But after that, according to the caucus chairman, Mr. Bush repeatedly turned down their requests. That angered the Black Caucus members, but they accepted it. Until yesterday. Caucus Chairman Elijah Cummings said the members felt the situation in Haiti was so dire they had to look for, in his words, uncommon solutions.
We had been working on this issue for weeks. We had numerous discussions with Colin Powell, communications with Dr. Rice, and we felt that we weren't getting anywhere.
So during a closed meeting yesterday, members of the Congressional Black Caucus decided they were going to the White House and they were going to meet with the president.
We called, asked could we come. They said we could come and meet with Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. And when we got there, we basically thanked them most respectfully and asked could we meet with the president.
Shortly afterwards, President Bush did meet with them. The caucus members asked the president for three things. First, that he release a public statement about his concern over the situation in Haiti and the need to preserve democracy there. The White House did that immediately following the meeting. Second, the members asked that the administration create a corridor for humanitarian organizations to get assistance to Haitians. And third, they asked the president to send 300 or 400 troops to Haiti to calm the chaos in the streets and help broker a peace deal. Congressman Cummings.
He said he would consider the latter two requests, so that's all we can ask, and I expect to hear something from him today.
The White House statement on the meeting said the discussion was positive and that President Bush welcomed the opportunity to visit with the Congressional Black Caucus. The statement said the president will consider their ideas as he works towards a peaceful solution in Haiti. Congressman Cummings says he believes the caucus members connected with President Bush in a way they hadn't before. And when asked if he thought the coming presidential elections helped persuade President Bush to meet with the members, Cummings said it doesn't matter.
It does not matter to the Haitian people that it's an election year if their lives are going to be saved. It doesn't matter, you know, whether it's an election year if we're going to keep a democracy going 700 miles from our borders. So it may have been a part of election year politics, but it really doesn't matter.
Cummings still laments President Bush's refusals to meet with the caucus in the past. The congressman says Mr. Bush told him he worried the staunchly Democratic members would just bash him in the media afterwards. Cummings says now that they've had a positive, cordial discussion, he hopes they can meet with the president on other issues. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.